Building Up Self-Confidence, by Jenny Verano. An inspiration for setting your daily priorities. Klaus, dear Jenny, I did learn from you that you found a wonderful way to increase your self-confidence. What are you doing to train it? Jenny, every day I consciously do things that give me some sort of satisfaction and can be considered as achievements, even if they are only very small. It could be doing something that I have been procrastinating but needs to be done anyway. And, of course, there are always major things to get done. It is important to do those first if possible. Klaus, yes, most of the time we get interrupted by the urgent duties. Why do you do it in this way? Jenny, I believe that progress equals happiness, so I ensure I am making progress every single day. When I make progress, I feel happy and want to set more goals to continue growing. Real goals are not about getting things but about becoming something and growing because of it. Then, growth equals progress and the cycle repeats. Klaus, what do you get out of it? Jenny, I learn and apply the knowledge to my own life as well as in helping others to improve the quality of their existence. Today I learned about the manipulations of the ego and how it can affect my relationship with the people I love. Now that I have that awareness, I can change my behavior, control my emotions and reactions, so in return I will get better responses from those around me and improve our relationship. Klaus, which tools are you using? Jenny, one of the tools I can think of right now is to decide, out of everything I want to do, what are the one or two things that, if I do them, I will feel like I have had a productive day, and do them first, if possible. Another tool is to transform my shoulds into musts. Instead of saying I should work out, I say, I must work out because it gives me loads of energy because my day will be more pleasant, and I will be more comfortable in my skin and clothes. On top of that, I inspire others around me to be more active and healthier. I can go on and on with reasons why I must work out until I am ready to leave the house. Funny enough, I have noticed that initially, I do not need to feel motivated to do the actual workout. I just need to find the motivation to get to the gym. Once I am there, well, there is nothing else to do and there are a lot of people making it look so easy. Klaus, thank you so much for sharing this technique and your experience with us. Even if the daily successes are only small, the compounding effect will create a huge breakthrough after time. It is said that Einstein called compounding the eighth of the earth. I guess you are looking forward to the result and enjoy the progress along the way.